fucking talk now, shut up!
A dream.
Is that it? Was that you?
No, do it again. No, see, okay.
Was that you introducing the podcast?
No.
This is the Top Lads.
I'm not involved. Top Lads podcast number 17.
Minus Max.
You weren't involved. You fell asleep halfway through. Yeah, you've got a really exciting podcast coming up. I tried to talk about the new Harry Potter film, and I tried to talk
bad.
About...
Every subject matter failed.
I tried to talk
We had to pause for most of it because we went so off topic.
I was trying to talk about really great, fantastic talk points. We've all had a great conversation. These guys did not give me anything. Oh, I'm getting a little message. These guys gave me fuck all. And Max went and fell asleep on the sofa. So
what we're trying to say is, welcome to the last podcast.
We said that last time. This won't be the last. We're doing this every week. Apart from we had a bit of a week break.
We'll have a Christmas special.
We'll have a very, very special Christmas special. So I'm really, if you do listen to the whole thing, send me an email and I will personally send you £5 on PayPal.
Yeah.
I won't send you £5. But thanks.
We can make a shout out for everyone who survives the last episode. Like a little.
This isn't the last episode, Ryan.
No.
You come in and do one podcast and fucking shut the thing down. That's not how it works.
No, I didn't mean last. I meant the previous.
Okay.
So you know what I mean? Like the last 5 minutes of the thing, we do a shout out for everyone who survived the last episode.
That's a very good idea.
Oh my God.
That's a great idea. Email us.
Look at the people that won the Euro Millions. They won 161 million.
Well, this is an intro. What's
wrong? Oh my
God. Why did people write that? Gastric bands!
For everyone.
Hi, we're the gastric bands.
Okay, that's it. If you make it work...
Oh my God.
I'm going to put in a secret word at the end of the podcast. Email me that word and you'll get a shout out in the next one, right?
Well, no, because, I mean, I'm going to take people's word for it. If they survive... No, I don't care.
Because they have to listen to the beginning, right?
And then they'll just email in.
Yeah, all right.
Toodaloo! And there's six of us here today. There's myself, we've got George as usual, Max, Ryan, and Justin Bieber on the TV staring at us.
I saw that come from a mile off.
This guy said six instead of five.
And I took it simple mathematics.
Hang on, I'm still confused.
Well, it was the sixth.
Yeah, so Ryan.
Yeah, it was the sixth.
It was the sixth.
Justin Bieber.
No, it's the fifth.
I learned to maths yesterday.
He solved maths yesterday.
Was it in the exam you thought, I've worked this out by now?
Well, kind of, because it was. She gave us a bunch of it. I went for an interview yesterday and then there was a bunch of questions to answer on a maths paper, because it was for a bank. And then she said to me, she gave out these example questions and I looked at it and go, I just remembered I can't do maths, I can't do this.
Did you say that?
No, I didn't. I was thinking that in my head. I was like, this is not for me. And then she said, she walked around and goes, oh, you need to think about this and this and this for the example questions. And I was like, oh my God, yeah, you're right, aren't you? And
what it was
amazing. And then from that point on...
So what, you were stuck and she went, oh, you need to know... you need to remember Planck's,
she's like, oh,
Planck's
no. constant. She's like, oh no, it would be just, all you need to do is work out that take away that divided by this. And I was like, of course you do.
But what was the problem?
I don't know, it was like a
dissonance.
Well, I've never had a maths problem where I've been struggling with it and someone says, oh, by the way, you just need to do this. And
well,
then I've got
okay,
it
was like looking at division before anyone told you how to do division.
You had to be told how to do division.
Well, basically, yeah, because I just not pay any attention at school to maths.
that's not even maths.
You're like some kind of, like, you know, Goodwill Hunting type. You don't understand maths, but you get presented with this equation and suddenly it all kind of like, you work it out for yourself.
It all made sense. I think I aced that paper yesterday. I really think I did 100%.
You're probably not going to get the job.
What?
You're probably not going to get the job.
I don't know why they wouldn't. They called me back.
Was it multiple choice?
They said
or
I did it. They said I passed.
They certainly did.
Why is Justin Bieber checking out, like, unfortunate people? What's this about?
Jonas Brothers did a similar thing.
What the fuck?
It's a bit deep, isn't it? For him? Oh,
is he singing about all the pain in the world?
He can sing and he can play guitar.
He can play the drums on Blue Peter. That's all that.
Did he?
He was on Blue Peter playing drums, yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
Aww.
Aww.
I want to see that.
Well, it's not particularly interesting.
Aww, Justin Bieber. Aww. Aww.
Do you really want me to put it on?
I don't want to watch it.
I do.
Well, for some reason, the internet's gone, so.
Well, there you go, I win.
Where's it gone?
Next door.
Well, he's just interviewed a fat kid there, it's not a disability.
Jordan's son.
What?
Ooh, what a thing to say.
Oh, Jordan. I think it. Ah, Jordan.
You're from real name Jordan.
Yeah.
No one names their kid Jordan, although. I don't know. Is this breaching some kind of right. I know of a doctor who has a patient, right? And the patient's name is Arthur because the fucking thick parents thought that
Arthur
has an F in it. So his name is A-R-F-U-R. Arthur.
Maybe they just prefer that spelling.
Baby Arthur. How fucking stupid can people be? Max, you're going to fall off the chair. I want to take a photo booth of us all because you look fucking ridiculous.
Oh my god, look at that!
What?
He's in a heart. He's in a floating heart.
That's because he loves all the disabled.
Yeah, she's so disabled.
First it was gay people and now we're having a go.
I'm not having a go at them. I'm saying how impressive they are.
I think I'd like to be disabled.
Okay. Can we all get? Can we just get?
If I'm gonna use my leg. It'd be one less thing that I have to worry about.
You know, like right, Jord, can you get in next to Ryan? Because instead of using the normal Top Lads logo, I'm gonna do this. Just because Max, you look. Can you get a bit closer, Max?
Actually, look fucking ridiculous.
I look like a floating.
Jord is trying to pretend that he hasn't slept.
I'm asleep as ever, do you party? Invisible.
Let's do one more of just Max.
I'm gonna slip myself into his pocket.
He's out that shit.
Ready for a podcast.
I look cool as shit.
George is trying to hide
that. Why are you dressed like that?
I came from an interview yesterday.
2 days ago.
You're like, you know those hobos? Like, you know where they're saving up for pennies? I always thought it was just to buy like alcohol and drugs, but it's probably to buy a suit.
Yeah. So, yeah, you will see those hobos that are trying to trip you. Oh,
but the thing is, no matter how like expensive a suit they buy, they can never make up the fact that they've got like massive beards and like natural dreadlocks. Like their hair's so dirty that it started to turn to dreadlocks on its own.
Well, I was down in Brighton the other day, and then this band had a meeting with this guy that potentially wanted to manage them, and it was ridiculous. This guy was Italian, and he didn't. He was wearing a suit, but he could have been homeless. Honestly, he could have been homeless. He had like the sclerosis? What's the thing?
MS. Multiple sclerosis.
No, I've got that horribly wrong. But what's the thing where you got like scabs all over your thing? Scoriasis or something?
Possibly. Yeah. Scab iris.
It was disgusting. This guy brought he'd forgotten his wallet. Yeah, he'd forgotten his wallet. Made them buy all the drinks all night. It was ridiculous. But like,
who was buying what? Did anyone know him?
Yeah, okay, he was at their last gig, but, you know.
I forgot my wallet. I actually owned a wallet.
Yeah, and then he clearly fancied the lead singer, so he got up, and when he got up, he turned on Sam. Like, it was like while no one's looking, Sam, stop asking me questions. It was really sinister. It was so sinister.
I hate
And then like we got up and left, and then on the way out, we walked past a random table, and he had his glass, and he poured almost his pint into his glass.
While their back was turned or whatever?
No, it was just like an empty glass, like a half-drunk glass of pint.
Oh, scumbag. I hate people like that, because they're the kind of people you really want to, like, have a bit of a confrontation with. Not in a, like, an aggressive way, but, like, in a, you know, why are you being like this? But they're also the kind of people that would just pull a rusty knife out on you, you know?
Oh, my God. It's a shiv.
Not a rusty
guy. It's like a bisexual gay man from Brighton.
From Brighton?
You can't be bisexual and gay.
Well, no, he was.
Oh, we're onto gay stuff already. We're 5 minutes in, and already we're back on the fucking homophobic trip.
Not homophobic.
No, we can't talk about this because we'll just end up going into the bad territory. Let's talk about nice things.
I'm not homophobic. I do think it's funny though.
What?
Watching two men kiss is very funny.
Like, what are you doing?
We're meant to be a team, and you're acting really weird. Like if you and John start kissing, like, what are you doing?
but if we'd already said we're into each other, whatever. It's it's only weird to you because you know us as heterosexual. So for us to come out,
that was the most suspicious phrasing I've ever heard.
I laugh so hard.
Ryan is someone that should have been in the first podcast, but like myself, he has no form of transport. And Max has
not even legs.
Max has got pints of Guinness on his socks.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's ridiculous. That looks,
Who's the hobo now?
You.
That guy that was the manager was me. I'm the bisexual man.
What you do? That's going to be really irritating on the recording. What? Him nervously rubbing his feet together. Can you turn Justin Bieber off?
Turn it up.
I just want a deep tissue massage. That's what I need.
The only Justin Bieber I like is the Slipknot mashup.
I don't even like that.
That is brilliant.
What is that?
It's fucking good. I'll play it to you. It's really, really good.
It's really not good.
No, it's actually not, man.
It was great. Can you? Oh, a bit of Avenged Sevenfold.
Yeah.
Didn't they all die or something?
Drum dog.
He's got diamond fangs. Can you imagine going for like Sunday roast with your parents? Like, you'd feel like such a knob. I noticed this with like, you know that film that about the owls, the guardians of the owls. I don't think he's in it, but the theme tune was all like power punk pop, you know, like, and we'll save the world.
Oh my God, it was Mars, wasn't it?
But I just don't understand why this is the thing now with like kids films and stuff to have this like weird emo stuff.
Grayscale sort of.
Yeah, I hate Elton John, but let him do the soundtracks to kids films or you know, Phil Collins. Yeah, it's not this shit. Though. Right, anyway, pause that. I think this is good.
And what is this?
The Slipknot mashup with Justin Bieber.
Is it genuinely good or is it?
Yeah, it's genuinely really good.
That's not impressive on any level.
Robbie Williams.
Wow. Can you stop the cars? Don't tell me that's bad. I'm not saying like, oh, I like this song. It's a good song. I'm saying that is a really impressive combination of
two. It's going to talk to me about mashups. It's Thomas the Tank Engine all the way.
Oh, that is really good,
that's
actually.
That's unbelievable.
That is really, really... Have you heard this, Max?
You have heard it. It's on its own level.
It's like Eminem, isn't it?
Song.
You love Eminem, don't you? It's Eminem and Thomas the Tank Engine.
50 Cent.
Is it? There's one with Eminem.
Yeah, that's Bob the Builder, man.
Oh, right, sorry. Can you... Max?
It's the top one. Very top one.
It's Biggie Smalls.
What? No, it's not.
Tupac the Tank Engine.
I just saw half Tank Engine and half rapper.
Steve, you count.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, God, Robbie, fuck off, Williams.
That's a really
Williams.
Weird song. I really like
Are
it.
Are we ever...
Well, you got no go up. Type in 50 Thomas Cent. Tank. You obviously haven't typed in 50 Cent, have you?
You are, George.
Max, can you...
Yeah, top one.
Okay, here we go.
You can see I got confused. Pink background and everything.
Fuck off, come.
Turn this up. Turn this up. This is such a good song.
I fucking love this soundtrack. It is embedded in my psyche. Go show it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a card like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give up. It's your birthday. You find me in the club. I don't feel the bum. My mind got what you need. If you need to feel a buzz, I'm gonna have a sense. I ain't gonna make it love. So come give me a hug. You're in the game, bro. You can find me in the club. I don't feel the bum. My mind got what you need. If you need to feel a buzz, I'm gonna have a sense. I ain't gonna make it love. So come give me a hug.
I just can't imagine them actually writing songs, like on a piano or anything like that. Do they write melodies in any way?
Mate, have you ever seen Behind the Scenes R. Kelly?
What?
I don't know, I'm just thinking of, you know, Real Talk. Of my favourite song ever. What was
Real
it?
Real Talk?
Yeah.
You can't go through YouTube and get some time.
No, but at some point. Have you not seen Real Talk?
Might as well just post a bunch of
Max
URLs.
And I were really into this one song.
Well, Real Talk, yeah, of course. I've seen it, like, you guys, we watched it, like, fucking an hour on repeat.
Max, mute that. This is the last one I'll play.
Oh, this one ain't funny, though.
Really?
Hi, my name is what? My name is what? Hi, my name is what? My name is what?
Everyone was into Teletubbies, and I like in my school, and I really hated it. It was just so fucking thick.
It's actually, if you watched it, there's only half an episode long in content. The other half was all repeated because they did everything twice.
Yeah, I hated that. Like they had to do everything again.
Twice. Yeah.
Like, what's that?
It's like OCD.
Yeah.
Like basically, if they like had a scene where they were all making tubby custard, they would all say again, and they would do exactly the same.
Oh god!
Scene
again. Well, do you reckon that is the, like, well, shit, we haven't got enough for a single episode. We'll
exactly.
We'll get away with repeating it, right?
Literally, there must be 6 minutes of content in one of those fucking episodes.
Max, you got to stop this. You're not fucking a DJ.
Even if they did that fucking thing where they all, like, did Tubby Vision and stared at each other's stomachs or whatever the fuck it was. So like, they would play the exact clip, like, 5 minute clip twice. And it's always, like, some woman, like,
was the woman in the tree?
There was a son in the sun.
There was a baby in the sun, but wasn't that like a real life woman in the tree?
No.
And they'd go and visit her in the trees, and she would say, like, oh, today. It was kind of Balamori style.
I don't get these videos. They always look, this is the used Taste of Ink, I believe. I just look like they're having a bad time. Even when they're trying to look like, look, this is what we do, this is how we have a good time. It's like, this looks awful.
What, dirty?
Yeah, that's like a bad situation.
Like, look at this, all dirty. What are they doing? You're being bad.
How old are they?
You don't like the fact they're being naughty by like terrorising a convenience store?
Well, yeah, how old are they?
That's fine.
They look like they should have grown up a bit.
I think they must be 25.
Today, Matt, today is the release of the Harry Potter, final Harry Potter film.
How do we feel about that?
I think we should review it. I personally really like the bit when Ron and Harry just kind of, they were like, they're taking some cover, right? Like,
is there no spoiler warning?
No, because everyone,
I haven't seen it.
People, anyway, they've taken cover, there's Death Eaters after them, right? And they just kind of hold each other.
I don't think I'm comfortable with this.
I feel like we've fallen into a conversation.
Yeah, I feel what are you doing, sir?
They've taken cover. They've taken cover.
But
Lucius
we're
Malfoy.
We're still saying, hold on.
Listen.
And they're still going.
Lucius Malfoy and his cronies are kind of like getting up. And they're all, you know that bit in Toy Story 3?
I've recently seen that, thanks for asking. I told you never to talk about that.
Have you not seen it yet?
No, I have recently, but you didn't know that. Very recently, like last week I saw
That's
Toy Story
That's not my
Story
fault
3.
That you're that.
No, but
touch.
I've told you this many times, don't talk about Toy Story 3 in front of me.
But you know the bit when they all hold hands, and they're going down, in that really heartwarming bit when they all just kind of accept fate. It's like that, like, all the Death Eaters are closing in, and Ron and Harry, and they're just behind this little rock, and Harry and Ron just embrace and share a little kiss, and it's brilliant. So I think J.K. Rowling, great job. Well done for writing.
I would not have predicted that from Sam, actually.
What has happened?
Yeah, I'm really confused.
I'm so confused.
These last few minutes have really fucked with my brain.
I don't get it.
What did you guys think?
I'd rather just... Have we even seen this movie?
It came out today, the last Harry Potter film.
Oh, so we've seen this morning.
We all went to see it.
I'm really confused.
Oh, for God's sake. Oh, for God.
It's funny. I'm just so confused. Was that even true, what you just
said? Oh, my God. Oh bloody, la la la.
This channel gives me fucking weird feelings.
What channel?
This channel. They make videos themselves using old, uncopyrighted footage.
Oh, is this not the Oh Bloody Oh Bloody video?
No.
What is this channel?
Vintage like Christmas
TV.
Dinner.
That is weird, right? It's like Amish.
Like pilgrims.
Yeah, but
the reason
they're using old black and white footage is because it's all, like, run out of copyright.
Why would you think, what's the perfect What's the perfect compliment to Obla Di Obla Da?
None of these are even linked. There's not a narrative. There's no narrative going on.
There's 1950s market in London, and then there's like an Amish family settling down
to
dinner.
Yeah, they're like 200 years apart there.
Oh my god. Oh, hang on, this is a cover. Oh, this isn't the Beatles. This is Marmalade. Lady Marmalade. Matt. Mute it.
Wait.
Can we please never talk about movies again? I'm really confused.
What was your favourite scene?
Was that even a thing?
No.
That didn't happen. It did happen. Well, I don't. I'm really confused. You can't just nod as if like
the
I'm
film telling... came out today. How on earth have I seen it?
Exactly. Why are you talking with such conviction then?
It was a joke. I was trying to make a joke about Harry and Ron coming out and kissing, and you completely missed it. And I feel really stupid now.
That was so far from.
This is such a bizarre channel.
I'd love this.
Everyone, go and watch Sky Number. Is it like 1? What is it? 481 or what?
It's really cool.
369, and they just put fucked up random footage to anything. It seems.
Was it all old or is it just?
Max, stop it now. Max!
That's a great song.
I wish I had a moustache like that. I think my life would be better if I had a moustache.
I want a full beard, you
that's
know? I want a big, thick, grizzly man full beard.
I can't
beard.
Fucking grow facial hair, so.
I get a little circle, or I'll get like a soul patch, a bit of beard, like a bit of chin and a bit of moustache.
That's depressing,
I know. But
none of us can grow beards.
I've even researched it.
I can grow a beard.
You can't.
You
really.
Can't. It's all blonde. You look weird as hell. You look like someone stuck their pubes on a baby for a party trick.
It's a funny story. He did that once.
Well, you know that Cramp Twins episode when he thinks he's going through puberty, he sticks all his armpit hair on him.
I hate the Cramp Twins personally.
Really?
Yeah. It's fucking.
I couldn't stand it.
Illustration
if that was
really
on TV,
me
I'd be pissed off.
Really?
There's a line around everything that moved. It really pissed.
Yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Max, stop
it. I didn't mind it. That was quite good actually.
Actually,
running adult fitting, it's like modern day Tom and Jerry.
God, oh, shit, I'm so tired.
Matt, Ryan's type, what time did you go to sleep? 8 a.m, something like that?
No, I was late in that. No, you've already gone to work.
What time did you go to sleep?
I don't know, 10.
10 a.m. And George was out partying all night and he can't remember any of it and fell asleep on the
George, hill. Did you do any drugs last night?
No, I don't think so.
You wouldn't know.
That's a good enough answer.
He's got cocks and stuff drawn on his face. It's quite cool.
Sure. My face?
Yeah. Do you not know that?
You've got stuff you're covered in stuff. I thought
you've got stuff on your chin and then up in your forehead and on your cheek there. All this side of your face.
Oh, Beyonce, she is.
You
so
do?
The podcast is on the one medium he could get away with having that. He just ruined that for him.
Well, Jordan is looking great today.
I know my belly's like.
No, you got that kind of stuff on your face as well.
Oh, I hate this when they're widescreen, but they've got like some silk overlay on the top.
What is this? End dubs.
What is with end dubs?
Really?
Never listened to a single thing.
Come on, Max, this is unfocused. Stop with the TV and let's have a chat.
Keep the TV up.
Because we're not having a chat.
Ah, fuck.
We're just.
Kidney. Ah! Ah!
Fuck!
I think it's a kidney. Is there anything else? Ah! Fuck!
What? Who hurts their kidney?
I don't know, but there's nothing else. There's no other organs there. It's a liver or something. Is the liver on the left or right?
Seven.
Max, stop it now.
Oh,
seven. Let's have a chat. Jordan and I were at the Hop Farm Festival when was it? Last weekend?
Yeah. We weren't really there together, though.
Well, we were for about...
We got there together.
And then Jordan ran off with his mates.
I got to help.
What is going on with you?
It's like left pain is how I would describe it. It's pain on the left.
Are you having a heart attack?
Yeah, dude.
No, it's not up there. It's like more near where my liver would be.
If I hadn't had taken it.
If I hadn't bartered it for a cow. Ah.
You're not even going to throw up, man.
Maybe it's just muscle. I think it's just muscle pain, maybe. I did stretch a bit weird. Move on.
Jordan and I are at the Hop Farm Festival.
You went to shave your head.
What? What? Why did Ryan shave his head?
It's a dare that I didn't know about.
Do it tonight.
I might shave my head.
Why? I think you look really wrong. Do you remember when Richard shaved his head? I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, but he's often had short hair.
No, wait, this was Richard went from having shoulder length hair, with that like blonde streak in it and stuff, and I got used to that, and then he turned up and he was just gone.
You're talking like years ago.
Yeah, but it's really burned in. It was like, fuck.
I used to have short hair quite a lot, so I was used to it.
What are you doing?
What?
What is that? You're doing beatboxing. Are you trying to talk like Ryan?
I'm not even looking at him anymore.
Richard from yesterday.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. What? He was so ill yesterday. Who? He could barely like...
Richard Ellis?
He could barely pronounce vowels. It was really bad.
Oh, God, what's wrong with him? Did you got a glandular
feet? No, he had like a throat infection, but he sounded like shit.
He sounded so ill.
Sounded like Gollum when you're doing that.
That sounded like deep throating or something.
I think we should put some porn on in the background.
What
on porn? On you.
What porn am I gonna get on the TV?
No, just on the laptop.
Why would I do that? That is weird.
You should do that.
We'll do the square.
But we'll do circle jerk. Yeah. Show as well.
Circle jerk.
First one to come eats the cookie.
Well, I never understood. No, I always heard it was last person to come eats the biscuit. And I always thought, that's punishing someone for being the best at it.
Yeah, but then it's like having self-constraint. I mean, like...
Hang on, what?
Right, so you all wank, and there's a biscuit, and you're all aiming at the biscuit,
right?
And you stand around the biscuit.
Yeah, but then you can just not try, couldn't you?
No, but there's a ref. There's a referee.
And, well, analysing your thoughts, like...
No, it's your, you know, emotions and stuff. Anyway, right, you all do it. And the last one to come on the cookie or biscuit or whatever, or cracker, has to eat it. But that's punishing the best person. Because taking the longest time to come is the most important thing.
You've been punished for that. In this game.
The longest time to come. I can come whenever I want when I'm wanking.
Whenever you want.
Whenever I want.
So you could just do it in the first stroke.
No, I need like, give me 30 seconds from 30 seconds onwards, whenever I want.
can we move on?
You remind me of, you know, like the comic, like, what's it called? Soggy Biscuit. That's it, it's called Soggy Biscuit.
Cream on the cracker.
Crackers and cheese. I think all that shit.
Ah, fuck!
What are you doing?
He hit me.
Why did he hit you? Is it because you haven't seen Harry Potter yet?
Yeah.
Let's talk about them. Is that what you used to do in school? To annoy the teachers?
Oh, until they invented that, like, all the ringtones that used to do shit on there.
I bought a fart machine at school. I was that guy.
The fart machine?
I put it in a desk. I was like...
The fart machine always sounded so fake, though. It was like, meh, meh. That's a fart machine.
You didn't know about
fart machines? It's a little box you put in, and you have a remote control.
I did well in Magic Sissies.
High definition audio crybaby.
What?
Like a baby in the corner of a room somewhere.
High definition audio crybaby. I put a baby in a corner of a room.
High definition.
I don't know what you're talking.
You put the audio box in the corner of a room and then make the baby cry until it make everyone panic. Where's the baby?
Is that your idea for the new fart box?
Yeah.
But yeah, you were saying about the soggy biscuit. Is all that stuff I reckon comes from like rugby teams and rugby initiation stuff. Like,
no.
You think that, but every rugby person I've met has had like fucking horror stories. Like. One team, they the new people had to suck off the whole team.
Yeah.
Which is just so...
If you want to be gay, you're not quite sure about it. Join the rugby, like,
but, like,
initiation.
That doesn't make sense, because surely...
And then
like,
don't bother with
surely the only, like, 0.2% of the population would do that.
Yeah, but don't forget how susceptible people are to peer pressure. You've got a 50...
That's bullshit.
What, like, why do people smoke?
No, that's one thing. Sucking, like, 12 guys' dicks.
So 15, mate. No, imagine 15 rugby guys saying, suck my dick!
Exactly. I would say, no, thank you.
Yeah, but that's because you are right.
Thank you.
But if you want to be a rugby player...
To be fair, you're not the sort of guy who would do rugby or anything. Like,
just saying, the sort of guy who would do rugby is...
It's closet gay, like wrestlers.
That's a compliment.
Who's closet gay?
Rugby players.
I think Sam is closet homophobic.
I love gays. I have a gay friend.
your gay friend.
But who is he?
No, that's the classic thing when people are, I'm not racist, yeah. I have an Indian friend or something. So that makes it worse.
I'm a foreign friend.
I think my dad's half Irish, so I can't be racist. So Irish is foreign. Max, wake up, you fucking idiot.
Oh god.
What the hell? Just do him.
Do me. Just do me. Yeah, no, so,
just,
so this
just shut up and fuck off and die.
He had to suck off the entire rugby team, yeah. And then they all...
You know this guy.
Yeah, and then... No, I don't know him. I met him once.
Yeah. Oh, no, you met him once and he told you this. You met him once and the first thing he said to you...
He was trying to get me involved in all that shit. He drank a pint of sick.
No, bullshit. Oh. He did not meet you once and tell you that.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Wait, you say, when I say me once, I mean,
alright, I'm thinking maybe 0.2% of the population would actually do that, and then 0.02 would actually admit it on the...
I spent 3 days with the guy, but I've only met him once, as in, like, I haven't seen him ever since that meeting.
I'm still, this is crazy.
Where did you meet him?
In Wales.
This is crazy. Oh.
Anyway.
Racism 2.0.
Oh, Sam, you're just talking shit now.
Shut up! I'm not making it up! What? I tell you a guy sucks off an entire rugby team, yeah. Drinks a pint of sick, yeah. And then another thing he did, and you're not even going to be telling
you. You can't even find a video of anyone drinking a pint of sick.
I have an invisible dragon in that drawer.
He also...
You fucking...
When he was fully in the rugby team...
I'm not listening to you, you just lied.
You're just lying now.
When he was fully in the team,
we've moved on from misinformation.
The whole team went to a pub, and then someone just shouted, "Let's all kiss!" And they all tongued a big circular kiss.
That's all it takes. That's rubbish.
Why would I be making this up?
Fair.
And the rugby team at RGS, I know for a fact, they did a thing where they got really drunk, and they climbed. They were in a hotel, right on some tour.
Yeah.
They climbed up the wardrobe. In the hotel room and tried to jump from the wardrobe into the sink.
I don't get it. What?
They all got drunk and they tried to jump from the top of a wardrobe into a sink.
Yeah.
Why are you killing the vibe here? Imagine someone trying to jump into a sink.
That just reminds me of some sort of weird Dali painting. I can't even...
But there's no way you can fit in a sink. Yeah. So you just really hurt yourself.
Mm-hmm.
On the hard porcelain. Mm. That's what rugby boys do.
I'm really trying to bring this down, man.
Fuck's sake.
Sorry, man.
What was your favourite scene in the new Harry Potter?
Oh, shut up.
I know you haven't seen it. Make up a scene. That's the thing I'm trying to get you to do. It's not hard.
I like the part where they roll the credits and there's atmospheric music. There you go. That's definitely going to be in the film.
In the one of the credits.
I don't like lying to people, Sam.
In one of the credits.
That's my point. I don't like misinformation.
In the credits of like Harry Potter 3 or 4.
I like the part where Harry applies for the Quidditch team and to get in the team. the Gryffindor boys.
Well, the Slytherin watch and play with themselves in their pocket.
Too far. Ruined it.
No, in the third or fourth Harry Potter film, I can't remember which, in the credits, there's two people having sex. But, you know, do you know the Marauder's map? It's like a map of Hogwarts, and you can see where people's footsteps are, right? So you can see, like, as they walk around. In the bottom corner of the credits, there's someone's feet are either side someone else's feet.
This is too much.
So it's like someone's got someone up against the wall, and they're fucking them.
Yeah.
And their feet are going all weird. I shit you not.
Oh, fuck me. The left side of my body is, like, in so much agony. I must have slept with. Although to be fair, every like hour, I was getting woken up by this guy jumping on me,
punching me. Someone's fucking someone in a room.
Yeah.
And their feet are going all like. Who's the liar now? Max, sit down over here. You're all disjointed. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, bullshit lies. Like, I just can't be arsed. That is a lie.
What? That someone drank a pint of sick?
Your lie.
When I was in Southampton, the rugby team...
Find a video of someone drinking a pint of sick.
Why would I do that?
Want to see one. I want to see it.
Yeah, but three other people don't.
Well, they look away then.
Go live in a fucking democracy.
Go and live in a democracy.
This ain't a democracy. You may think it is. It's the illusion of the vote.
Back to some point I was trying to make ages ago, it was Jordan over at the Hot Farm Festival recently.
Yeah, you can edit the last 20 minutes out.
we saw Lou Reed, saw Iggy Pop.
It would suck though, honestly.
But I think it was more for like all the older people that used to really love him.
But I like Lou Reed. He's really good, but
you only like 3 songs of his.
Yeah, those 3 songs though, they're great. Okay, but he didn't play. He played one of them.
And then Morrissey. Max, what are your thoughts on the Smiths and Morrissey?
He's just on his iPhone.
What are you doing? Why are you being rubbish again? What is the matter with you?
Something
are you Googling Max? Someone drinking a pint of sick?
Well, I want to see it, and you will not show it to me.
What
you
should I Google?
For 20 minutes, I could not bear to listen to you lying all the time. And now you've made a wrecking ball with me and your families.
Drinks pint of sick.
Let me see this.
Well, why?
I don't know why.
What? Why did you want to see this?
Full screen.
There's loads of them.
Full screen.
High def.
HD.
High def.
High def.
I'm not sure.
Film is on his phone.
Filming. Yeah.
It could be anything.
Oh my god.
Okay. Oh no, it's his sick.
What's this guy doing?
He's trying to be a model.
Oh my god, that's making me gag. He's watching him trying to make himself sick.
I'm going to pee on me. Gentlemen, is that?
What happens when no girls turn up to the party?
Come on, carry on. Oh,
you guys are pussies. That's nothing.
Oh.
Can't see anything. Fucking video's crap.
Oh my god,
it's a dark shadow.
Can you put on a good video? Put on a good one.
Yeah, oh,
I want to see this.
There's some
kind of
death.
Let me see.
Oh fuck. Oh god.
Oh wait, I'm not going.
Is the camera rolling? Yeah.
He didn't finish it.
Oh god.
Oh god. I can't see shit.
I
think we're playing the oranges still, I think.
Oh my god.
Let's switch the glasses off camera. They look like magicians.
Someone got crappy phones. I don't understand how you can stomach this shit.
What do you mean? It's just him throwing up.
What are you worried
about? I've thrown up before, and I didn't find that disgusting.
Chubbs downs a pint of sick.
What's his name? Chubbs?
With his Z.
Old Chubbs? Chubbs-O?
Oh, that's a Chubbs.
No!
Oh, shit.
No!
Sometimes Z is a
Facebook. Oh, I dare you.
That's a large clump of matter.
It's an ice cream flow. It's
a beer.
It's just gonna taste a bit of soup.
He's gonna be
fucking happy now. You watch this video,
dick. Oh, don't
watch it. No, I'm gonna throw it.
Oh, fuck away, doing
that shit. He's not doing it.
I mean, that's quite a bit money involved.
I don't trust him in this house. I'll admit the look of it is foul.
I trick day.
Yeah. There's got to be something in the box.
The problem is, once you've got the cameras on, you really can't
Man points, man. Man points.
10 man points.
10 man points.
Me?
Oh, shit.
Right, peer pressure. I'm kind of with you now.
I'm going to go from the side. I want something to swallow.
He doesn't look that drunk.
10 man points. He's going to get man points. Don't
fuck my dick. He'll get man points.
Hold your nose. Hold your nose, bro.
Down's a pint.
I hate going through that feeling of, you know, when you're just waiting, you know, you feel your tummy's gonna do it, but you can't just bring it up, and you're just waiting and waiting, that horrible sick feeling. Like that fucking time at Morrison's, do you remember? I was super ill, and you guys were all like thinking I was just putting it on. Were you there as well?
I didn't actually play fight with you as well.
Sam Perkins like was like, oh, come on, and then you picked me up from behind like that, and then pushed me, you know those fences by Morrison's car park that are low enough, and then my tummy went on the fence, and I was like, and I sat on Morrison's toilet, shitting myself and throwing up everywhere, and then I drove home, worried I was going to shit myself. As soon as I got in, I was sat upstairs, pooing, shitting, and then throwing up into the sink next to the toilet.
What did you eat?
Oh, bad. It must have been food poisoning or something.
You poo in the sink.
You poo in the sink and throw up in the toilet.
Don't do anything in the sink. Just, you're better off to just throw up all over the floor.
Why? Why are you better to throw up on the floor than in
the sink?
The sink
you have to unblock.
It's sick, Max. It's not poo. Are you thinking the other way round?
No, because at least if you've got poo, you can just scoop that shit straight out. You have to go into the pipes.
The pipes.
Who had their favourite scene of Harry Potter ready to tell me what it was?
So angry about this whole thing.
I don't understand why it's so hard for you to just come up with an imaginary scenario of a funny scene from the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
That was I'm really angry at you.
Fine, scrap that. There is something I want to talk about, though. I think I asked you all to give it a bit of thought, and that was things in films that really bug you. Because it's a common topic, and it has been done in other places, but there is some things that I haven't heard like brought up that really piss me off. But before I start mine, is there anything... Max, what? Put your phone down. What is wrong with you, man? It's like you're watching Bon Jovi, Justin Bieber, or whatever on TV. Then you got your phone out. Your sunglasses on.
These are products of pop culture.
Come on, what things in films really annoy you that are like a commonplace? Like, for example, one of the things that annoys me is when like people park up somewhere like in a hurry and they'll open the doors of their car and just like run out and just leave their car doors open and stuff.
You'd never do that
in real life. In loads of like cop films and stuff, they do it all the time. And you would never ever do that in real life. You would shut the door and lock it.
Kissing.
What? You hate seeing kissing. I'm talking about things that aren't, you know, realistic. Things that wouldn't happen in reality. And I know, like, not all films have to be realistic. I'm just saying, when they're trying to come across as a real world thing, but they do these things that no one would ever actually do in reality.
Inspirational music playing.
No, because that's non-diegetic. It's like they're not hearing it. The characters aren't hearing it.
Where a dog looks.
What?
Where a dog looks interested.
Actually, that you're onto something. Like animals acting like humans, you know? Like when dogs will like solve a crime or
when does that happen, dude? What the
fuck? There's loads of films like that. All those like super pups.
If a dog solves a crime in a movie, it's normally the main plot of the movie.
I've got a problem with that.
Scooby Doo is what you're thinking of. Nothing else.
Did he ever solve anything? I think you more just
any film with Dennis Quaid.
What about you, Ryan? Any things in films that
nothing. Never once have I ever been annoyed by a film.
Killed.
No facts about me, guys.
I've never watched a film in my life.
I've loved every film I've ever seen.
What about Avatar?
Every second.
I've never seen Avatar.
You're so lucky.
And I don't. I want to remain a virgin of Avatar for the rest of my life. Really.
Two Harry Potter films. The first and the second one. Oh my god, Sam. Oh my god.
When Harry Potter came out...
Oh my god!
I was his age.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe a year older. True, so when the film came out, I couldn't have been more than like 10.
He hasn't pulled away from the back.
Yeah, he's not his age quicker.
I stopped reading them actually at Goblet of Fire. That was the last one I read.
The Bader-Meinhof Complex.
Bader-Meinhof Complex.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
You said the Bader-Meinhof half.
Meinhof.
George, things and films that annoy you. What? I don't understand. What I'm doing wrong? Like, Matt, I know you want to be here and doing this, but you're just sat there doing what you did last time. Which, today you are better than last time, but you're just sapping, like...
Yeah, Max, you are really
not positive. Yeah, what's wrong with you? I think it's because you're on the fringe. Swap places with me. Sit right here and I'll sit up there.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Hold on. This has all been an elaborate... He wants to sit there. You're pulling your weight, but he wants to sit there.
I want to sit here. You want to sit here. Pull your weight, then.
Can I sit there?
I'm pulling my weight. Yeah, you can sit
there.
You can sit there.
I
don't want to sit there. My point is that I don't want to move.
Move, because you're not you would have had the right to sit there if you had been contributing to this podcast. But at the moment, it's just me, Jordan, Ryan.
Every podcast ever.
Yeah, but you haven't done anything. This one, you just sat there like.
I'm in pain. I could do laying down to it. Unless this is an awkward angle for my stomach.
Yeah, let Ryan have the lounger.
My
name's
Max. I'm
gonna
instantly try and cut you down.
Put your
hands down.
Get the fuck out of my chair.
Shut up, Ryan.
Oh fuck your mother.
Again. Even though I promise
for
you I wouldn't do it.
Today.
I promise you I wouldn't do it again.
Could you have bought a Magicka, by the way, instead of Jack?
Yeah, we can all play it. I wanted to do it yesterday, but I can get hold of you.
Could you have bought Magicka? I hate could you. Are you going to be able to read tomorrow at 6 o'clock?
He's
not Irish!
Oh, Ryan, are you ready to play World of Warcraft tomorrow?
He's from Netherlands. Who's the guy that's always that guy?
I'm not gonna say his name on
there. Go on!
I'm not gonna say it.
Graham.
That sounds nothing like
a power. I think I had a power round about.
That sounds exactly like someone you've never heard of. That sounds like Michelle, but.
I've heard Michelle.
Oh, you've never heard Michelle.
Who goes, oh,
Ryan,
I can't wait. I've had a power.
This guy, he's so pathetic.
Who? Michelle, you've never heard
can
of Michelle.
Can you get out of this chair and we can carry on, continue with the podcast with good. Quality, broadcast standard
we're
content.
Past that. We're way past
move.
That.
I will not move.
Well, you better start participating then.
You're pointing at him.
Alright, Max is going to participate. Max, things that annoy you in films.
Go on, mate.
Go.
Let's see your best.
Big houses in films like Home Alone. Then I'm meant to
care. What
about
that
kids.
Annoys you?
So, do you mean Home Alone is set with a rich family? You've got one more chance, right? That's the second strike. The next time you try and be funny and really fail hard, you're losing that little chair privileges.
Yeah, seriously, that's a terrible thing to say. You didn't even try, man. You didn't even try.
I'm gonna go to George. If he hasn't got anything, I'm gonna say one of mine, and then I'm coming back to you. So you've got that ample time to come up to come together with some
I
shit.
I tried on this one. I really tried.
George, things that annoy you in films.
I don't know if I can tell you. Go on, you do yours.
Hang on, is this recording over previous?
No, just hit hold Apple. If that control, hold control, then hit control. Hit one of the arrow back, like back arrow.
What is this?
This one.
What is this command you're doing?
Okay, now go to the top right. Go to you know where the R button is. Go up, and then there's a little walking man near it.
Yeah.
Hit that.
Okay, cool. One of mine.
Should we wrap this up now?
No.
Well, we go on for like an hour or so.
45 minutes.
We've got like nothing.
The last one. Right, the last one was 4 hours, and the one before that was 4 hours.
George,
right?
Your face looks so different. Like, you look,
two
you look harder.
Yeah.
You don't look. But you look like a hard rock.
You know what it looks like? It looks like. Do you know, like in movies where they've been through a lot, like Indiana Jones or something like that? He'll start off sort of clean, and then by the end of it, he'll be like
yeah, he's rugged.
Sort of, like black dirt on his foot. You kind of got that sort of vibe going on. Like you've been in like in a Transformers
this
movie.
This is
John.
George,
what's gonna happen is
you look like depression.
George had this evening, right? I mean,
from Chinese drama.
What George remembers is turning up at this house party, and that's it. And then he wakes up. And
oh, shut
up,
you liar!
Now, what's gonna happen is over the course of the year, George is gonna get like snippets of memory coming back, and he's gonna piece together. So he was part of some elaborate like heist. A diamond thief thing, and then you're gonna.
I've actually murdered
find
someone
out.
Or something.
He'll find out he's the last living descendant of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you've got some severe like amnesia where like you know the location of some buried treasure,
yeah.
And you've got to try and like put piece together the events.
That'd be great. That'd be movie cliche. That annoys me.
There we go. There's an answer. Now, bam, back to Max.
No, it's me now. This is one that is used a lot, but.
Stop doing that! Fuck off! Seriously, I'll walk out!
Max, you're on 2.5 strikes, man.
Seriously, he's playing with my biceps, really? And it really hurts because there isn't any muscle there.
You really don't have any muscles whatsoever.
It's got worse, look, give me a finger.
You've got atrophy.
No, something's gone wrong with my grip.
Is that as common as you can grip? Oh my god.
Something's gone wrong
you
with my
grip. You need to go to the doctor.
Something's gone wrong. I can feel that there's nothing.
George, you could be having like some kind of nervous system failure, right?
George, you look
yeah,
so
sort of
tanned!
What?
You look so.
I am very
you look so sweaty and shiny and rotten.
He slipped on a fucking hill this morning and maybe he's got caught some rays from
I didn't see one of the hills, I slept on a bench, man.
Oh,
fucking Bear Grylls.
Get it right.
Do you remember the true Memphis?
Can you remember Bear Grylls? Can you imagine that? He's like in it, wondering he's that one in the desert and then he just turns and there's a bench on a dune. He just like, parks up on it.
Did no one approach you in the night?
No, I sent it. Rich is like
who?
Rich.
What's his last name?
Wolford.
Did you
why is it
address?
Outside?
Address.
Just went out to Tiger Park and started drinking.
No,
he.
I was at a house party, but okay. I drank like a bottle of wine. And I was fine, and then I
a
had,
bottle
like,
of wine, and you were fine.
I had like yeah, I like.
I'd be wine. I'm
like,
fine.
And then I had like two beers, and like after that I just don't remember anything. I was pretty sick.
It was the beer, sure.
Beer and wine, you're mixing your drinks.
Yeah, I know, I thought it was being tactical.
Fucking the wine, it's all my own wine.
The last thing you want when you're drinking is tactics.
You just should be, yeah, no, people, the whole point of, the whole point of having a drink is just have a nice time. You shouldn't have to plan, strategically plan out your,
yeah.
How to maximise fun over cost compared to last time.
Divided by embarrassment.